didn't stop at noon. I wanted to get here well before dark.
We'll eat at the inn, if that's agreeable.
He stood, and she clambered up.
You might want to leave your bow here. The local militia have become nervous of weapons.
I noticed. What about the guardsmen?
They don't bother the marshal, of course. The others, well, they don't carry weapons much anyway. It's the rumors, mostly, that Leonia is in trouble, that the king is dying.
He led the way to his house.
There's a fear of invasion from Leonia. Stupid, really, since if they've got trouble, they'll be fighting at home. But our count worries.
Pox followed him indoors, and stood her bow in the corner of the front room, laying her quiver of arrows carefully beside it.
Did you want to wash?
Yes, thank you. Pox had bathed in a creek that morning, but morning was many dusty hours back. When she came from the bathing room, she felt almost rested. The Quokkan was looking at her bow.
Blackwood, he commented. I'm surprised they sold you one of these.
They didn't, said Pox. It was a gift. He raised his eyebrows.
Indeed. You did well then in Leonia.
I tried to. Pox finished tying up the end of her braid. Now that you've mentioned food. He smiled, and they left the house for the inn. Hebbenford knew her at once.
Pox, I never thought, I'm glad to see you again.
His eyes were shrewd.
You've heard about not wearing weapons or armor, I see.
Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry we're full. I haven't a room, not even a loft.
No matter, I have a place. Hebbenford looked at the Quokkan and back at Pox.
I'm glad indeed to see you. You will eat here?
If you have enough room for that, said the Quokkan, and enough food. Pox tells me she is truly hungry.
And you know my appetite, said Pox, grinning. Hebbenford waved them in.
Of course, fried mushrooms, I don't forget. I'll call Severy, too. She's asked many times.
He moved away.
You have many friends, said the Quokkan. Only a village innkeeper, perhaps, but...
Hebbenford? Pox looked at him. You know better than to call him only a village innkeeper.
Good. You might like to know that Severy has defended you, to the extent of a black eye or so, when the subject of your, problems came up.
I'm sorry she got into fights for that.
Loyalty isn't trivial, even if the insult was.
Pox!
It could only be Moll, whose delighted bellow would carry across any intervening noise.
Pox, you're back! Where's your big sword? Where's that black horse of yours?
The Quokkan's eyes were dancing with mischief. Pox sighed and braced herself for Moll's hug.
I can't carry a sword here, remember? Oh, that! Well, it shouldn't apply to you, Pox. Talk to the Marshal or Sir Fellis and...
I've been in Leonia, said Pox, heading him off. I've been using a longbow.
You?
Moll looked at her critically.
My brother Khan used a bow.
You said so before, so I thought I'd try it.
I still like an axe.
Moll had settled at their table, and the serving girls were already bringing a pot of ale.
I told you before, Pox, an axe is better than any of them. It'll break a sword and a mace and...
Yes, I tried an axe myself.
You did? Where? Isn't it better?
Not for me, said Pox. I nearly cut my own leg off.
Well, it's not for some, conceded Moll. My brother Khan, that uses the bow, he says that. But if I had to have a sword, and then I was out working in the forest, and I was chopping a tree and something came along, then I'd have to drop the axe and find the sword. I say, give me an axe.